Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio, Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, and with us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jim.
Appreciate you taking some of your time. School is back in session this week, and that presents issues for a lot of folks, not just those in school and those parents, but also for law enforcement, too. It's always quite a congested area those couple of times a day when they're coming to school and leaving at the end of the day. You compound that with some pretty dramatic road work here in the area, and it creates some issues, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I mean, we are carrying a considerable amount of Highway 6's traffic on 10th Street, and 10th Street also happens to be one of our main routes to and from the school areas. Additionally, as everybody knows, Washington School for the last number of years has, frankly, the infrastructure just won't handle the volume of traffic, and we're just trying to work through solutions so everybody can get by, and hopefully some things will clear up a little bit when the construction is over with, but we will still be contending with the school issues.
Are more parents driving their kids to school than they have in the past?
Actually, for probably the last 15 years or so, I would say 90-some percent of the kids are driven to school, whereas back when I was a young man, it was probably the opposite, 90% walked to school. But there's more working families now where mom's got to get to work, everybody's got to get there. So, yeah, the actual number of cars has increased dramatically, as well as consolidating the elementary schools 15 or so years ago, put everything elementary going into the Washington school area, and the roadways just aren't set for it.
Yeah, some years ago when there were three elementary schools in town spread out in different locations, obviously traffic flow was a lot different.
Oh, absolutely. It was in three different parts of town, especially for the young children. And, you know, if somebody was in high school and their brother's in middle school, there would be one car and they'd go up and park in the high school parking lot. Then when the new high school came and we split them, now all of a sudden there's travel back and forth between those two buildings also.
Well, there's always concern with that first couple of days of school anyway, because you get some folks who might be taking kids into new areas now, first time kids going to Washington, first time going to the middle school or to the high school or whatever. So they're kind of learning as time goes along too. But how'd we do this week? Did we get along pretty well?
We actually, I think Washington School has flowed better than it's flowed for 15 years.
Really?
Partially because, frankly, I have thrown a bunch of manpower at it. I've been paying overtime all week to have an officer available for calls, officers on 10th Street at a couple of main areas. I've paid a lieutenant to come in and watch the Washington entrance, and then I've been in front of Washington letting kids in and out of cars, things like that. It's worked rather well, and we've dealt with the first day of school tears and everything else. But, you know, I've actually enjoyed it. Unfortunately, it's not sustainable financially to do that. We're going to have to find a long-term solution.
People are just going to have to get used to those changes and take care of it themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you have made some changes, though, too, in the way kids are being dropped off, especially up around Washington.
Correct. We're not... You know, there are several sidewalks in front of Washington that come out from the street, and they were actually designed to be where parents could unload. Unfortunately, over the years, it's gotten to where all the parents wanted to wait until they were right in front of the school door, and they wanted to unload there. What I've been doing is going car to car and opening doors and waving parents to unload, and we're unloading five or six at a time, and it's made a tremendous difference, not only at Washington, but down by the middle school around on Olive Street isn't backing up anymore, because it used to back up from people were clear back there in line to try and let their child out at Washington. So we know what a good part of the solution is, but we're going to have to make some fundamental changes to make things happen that way all the time.
Yeah, I suppose in front of Schuler and the junior high area there, you know, at least it's a one-way street. There's really no other traffic there at that point in time of the day, but it's all feeding out into one area too, which causes congestion, I suppose, after the fact.
Correct. And then you have inbound coming across 10th Street, and you've got outbound leaving on 11th and turning north and trying to get across 10th Street to get to another part of town, and it just becomes a bottleneck in several areas. I'm hoping to work with the mayor and the school and see if we can't come up with some personnel to do some of what I'm doing, because frankly, while I enjoy doing it, the chief can't be there every day of the year. You know, if I get sick and all of a sudden traffic backs up, that doesn't make sense. I'd like to get actually a group of volunteers that would come out and help get kids out, five or six cars at a time in the morning, you know, donate a half hour of their time. And if we could make that happen, that would be awesome.
Well, you know, they started this walking school bus program a few years ago and have gotten some volunteers. Maybe some of those folks would be interested in helping out up there.
You know, if we could make that happen, that would certainly be an answer. And my officers volunteer with, and I have also with a walking school bus as well. But we're not going to be able to do that and be in front of Washington School either. And so I can only spread the personnel so thin. And somewhere, either some school personnel or some volunteers are going to have to help fill these gaps.
You mentioned the school and the city government. Have you been working closely with the school preparing for the new school year and some of these changes?
Yeah, we have talked about the issues that we thought would arise. And there's been an email string between the mayor and myself and Dr. Amstein. And we, you know, kind of letting people know what we planned on doing. But now I need to sit down and say, you know what? What we planned is working. How can we sustain it? And we're going to have to come up with solutions there.
But you do need cooperation from parents and folks who are family members who might be dropping kids off. I mean, there are some things that they can do to make this whole process simpler.
Absolutely. You know, it's little things like make sure your child has their book bag with them so we don't have to stop and go back and, you know, take... You know, 30 seconds is fine, but when you do it times 400 cars, all of a sudden you've taken up 20 minutes. Okay, so little things like that. And we, you know, we have been enjoying watching families kiss goodbye in the morning, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the way it should be. But at the same time, we need parents at least five or six cars at a time to just pull over and let their child out. If I see a child struggling with a car door, I'll open the door for them, but I can't be at all six cars at once. So just be patient with other motorists, pull into the slot, and as soon as your child is out and you can safely do so, leave the area so that more people can come in. Don't sit in your car and watch your child while they walk up to the building and things. And you know what? Parents have done an awesome job so far this week. It's been a change for them. And I've had to explain to some parents, no, you can't walk your child into the school from here. You'd have to pull down into a residential and walk the child up, and some of them have been happy to do that. A couple of them weren't so happy about it, but, you know, we have to keep it flowing, because if we don't, then we wind up with a dangerous situation for the children like we've had in past years, and sooner or later our luck's going to run out, you know.
And that's the key point. It's not just a matter of convenience for everyone and trying to resolve traffic issues. It's a matter of safety.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's, you know, things like don't let your child out on the street side of the car. You know, have them crawl over. You know, just little things like that can make a huge difference, because that child swings that door out into traffic while another parent is trying to get past, and we're going to have a tragedy. And, I just, you know, you can't take it back, okay? So the way is to prevent it.
Well, and you've got different sizes of vehicles, types of vehicles there. You might have small little compact cars. You might have big pickup trucks. You might have yellow school buses in the area, too, trying to load and unload and get in and out of where they need to be. It's hard sometimes to see the rhyme or reason to all of that, because everybody's in a different situation.
Yeah, well, and they're in different vehicles, and everybody has someplace they have to be next, right. And they're thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And then the school bus driver is going to swing into the parking lot, and they've got to go across traffic to do that. It actually works out rather well when I can have one of my officers down there to make sure that parking lot entrance is open. But like I say, even with some people on overtime, we can get a bad call and we're going to take off. And you know, the idea would be for parents to continue to let it out five or six at a time, continue to not block the entrance to the parking lot. You know, if we do these things without being told and without somebody having to make us do that, then things are going to be so much safer for the children.
This is probably the dumb thing to say here, but it goes without saying, I suppose, that it would also be helpful if folks could realize these are the congested times, these are the congested areas. If you could stay away from those, if you're not heading to or from school or dropping off there, if you could take a different route, that would be helpful.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't work at the school and don't have to go to school, go ahead and drive a couple blocks out of your way. You're actually going to get there in the same amount of time, you know. And even with all the cooperation we have, there is still moments where we're having to, you know, keep things flowing or it's all going to fall apart. And a couple less cars in the area would be great.
You bet. So you guys you're still talking at this point with the school, analyzing what's going on now, maybe trying to gauge maybe some changes that might happen in the future without specifics. If you do make some changes here and there, you'll let us know.
Absolutely. I wanted to watch it for 3 days so I could kind of make sure that it one day wasn't a fluke. However, Friday morning, okay, if you want to talk about something parents can do, Friday morning, it's going to be raining, okay? If it's raining, put a raincoat on your child or something they can cover themselves with, because we're going to have the same issues. And I'm going to be standing out there getting wet, but, you know, your child doesn't want to, and you don't want to let your child out in the pouring down rain unless they have an umbrella or something. If you can't afford a raincoat for your child, you get a hold of me and we'll find a way to get them a raincoat. Okay, because we need these kids to be ready to get out of that car, get in the school safely, so that mom and dad can get to work on time, everybody else can get to school on time, and we can have a regular school day instead of a tragedy.
Sounds like a good arrangement. I like that. Very good. Well, Steve, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. And thanks for all that you and your staff have done to help make the start of the school year a good and safe one for the kids.
Yeah, appreciate you having us and helping us get the word out, Jim.